This is your WZIS Sports Recap. Our sports team is bringing the latest in sports from ISU to Indianapolis right here and right now on Z90.7 WZIS.
It is now time for your WZIS Sports Recap, brought to you by me, Emma Baumgart. Starting off with Indiana State baseball, the Sycamores will travel to Murray State to open MVC road play in a three-game weekend series against the Racers at Johnny Reagan Field. The series will begin today, with the first pitch being at 6 p.m., and this is Indiana State's first trip to Murray, Kentucky since the 2000 season, where they're hoping to extend their 12-series winning streak dating back to the end of the 2022 season. The Sycamores currently have a record of 21-6 on the season and have a record of 5-1 in the MVC so far. Indiana State will be looking for a victory after losing to Indiana with a score of 16-7 on Tuesday. Now for Indiana State men's basketball, the Sycamores earned their first ever trip to the NIT championship in program history when they defeated the Utah Utes 100-90 in the semifinals on Tuesday. The road to the championship wasn't easy, but Indiana State was ready for the challenge. They defeated SMU 101-92 in the first round of the tournament. They sent Minnesota home after a 76-64 victory in the second round, and walked away from a nail-biting quarterfinals matchup with the 85-81 victory over Cincinnati. The Sycamores walked into the championship game against Seton Hall last night, ready to bring ISU its first NIT championship in school history, and they battled till the final buzzer. Indiana State and Seton Hall were tied at 39 at halftime, and both teams wanted the championship and the hardware that came with it, and the Sycamores trailed the Pirates almost the entire game, but they fought back in the second half, although it just wasn't enough. Seton Hall stole Indiana State's second half thunder and ran away with the championship with a final score of 79-77. Indiana State finishes the season 32-7 overall, and Swope led the team with 19 points, Larry had 8 points and 6 assists, Conwell grabbed 12 boards, and Avila and Kent contributed 13 points each. With the basketball season now concluded, that also concludes the broadcasting career at WZIS for Kobe Clark. Shout out to him and congrats on a phenomenal career at WZIS. And now to flip the script to professional sports with the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers have claimed a spot in the Eastern Conference play-in tournament, but they're looking to claim a playoff spot for the first time since the 2020 season. They did compete in the play-in tournament in 2021, but fell short to the Chicago Bulls 108-106 after a DeMar DeRozan game winner. In their quest for a playoff spot, they traveled to Barclays Center on Wednesday to battle with the Brooklyn Nets, but things didn't go as they had hoped. The Nets walked away with the 115-111 victory, and rookie Noah Clowney had a career night. He scored 22 points and grabbed 10 boards, and Nick Claxton contributed 14 points and 13 rebounds. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers with 26 points and 9 rebounds, and Tyrese Halliburton added 24 points and dished out 8 assists in the loss. To stay up to date on everything sports, from ISU to Indy, follow our social medias at WZIS FM. I'm Emma Baumgart, and this was your WZIS Sports Recap.